This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's going to do it for us today. Callis, you want kids?
I do.
You're going to have sex first. Fam weather!
Punch in the face. Yeah, there you go. That's right. Found that in 2 minutes.
Bang.
Oh, no, a joke. I hurt his itty bitty feelings.
Okay. That punchable. Right? Even that comment right there.
Yep.
Punchable.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. We don't even need a montage. You found that in 30 seconds.
Quick.
30 seconds. All right, big night at 12,582 people on hand. Meanwhile, there were 8,400 some people at the Pirate game yesterday. I find that remarkable. You've got one man and his show, and it's their team, but you got one man and his show putting as many people as you can put in that place the way that they had the stage set up. And I just want to know, we're all curious here at 412-928-9370. If you went, did you have a good time? Because the social media clips, it looked like it'd be really hard unless you're getting punched in the face by a big dude in the upper deck, like that you were going to have a good time. So, did you have fun? 412-928-9370. Now, Doran was laughing as hard as he's laughed in a long time because Sidney Crosby threw the football through the glory hole to give $1 million away. And Sidney Crosby was cheesing from ear to ear. This is one of the greatest hockey players to have ever lived. He throws a football through a giant, frankly, circle, and he looked so super surprised with his own athletic ability, and he's just cheesing from ear to ear, man.
I can't stop. I had tears in my eyes earlier. Like, he threw his arms up like he won the Super Bowl, and then he's dapping everybody up, and then they show him again. He's just cheesing so hard. Oh, man, that was so wholesome to me. Like Sidney Crosby.
Perfect word.
It was so wholesome. It was like, this guy probably hasn't felt pressure in 25 years, and he probably felt the most pressure ever having to throw a football through that hole, and he did it. He's like, I did it. I did it. Look, I did it. I could throw a football. Everybody cheered. I'm happy.
It was like a little kid looking for the, yay, way to go, sweetie.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. And kudos to the entire McAfee team for what they were able to pull off last night. I had some serious FOMO. Like, I was sitting there under a blanket on my couch drinking a warm milk, and you've got 12,000 people there, and you've got Shane Gillis, right now, if you could get a single comedian on the planet Earth to come to something, it's Shane Gillis.
Yes.
His star is so bright. Jelly Roll was there. Snoop Dogg was there. Didn't Snoop Dogg say hey to you and Doug Whaley?
Yeah, he said, what's up, young brothers?
Where was that?
Before the Dallas Steelers game. Before the Cowboys Steelers game. He walked out in the field. He's like 6'6". He looked at me and Doug. He's like, what's up, young brothers?
I mean, you've been around a ton of famous people. You had to be starstruck by Snoop, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, he's one of the all-timers.
Absolutely.
So he was there. Wiz was there. I think I mentioned Jelly Roll was there. And then from an athlete standpoint, you had Sid, Gino, and Letang on stage with Ben Roethlisberger and Paul Skeens. And they were all cheesing it up and hanging out. And it looked like an awesome time. This town, man, rocks.
It's the best.
It's the best sports town in America. No questions asked. I don't think a close second. This sports town absolutely rules. And it seemed like even though Aaron Rodgers wasn't there and you didn't have the payoff of him signing with the old Pittsburgh Steelers, it seems like not only did McAfee deliver, it seems like those guys over-delivered.
They did. And, you know, there's that old saying, whenever you're younger and, you know, you're doing things and you're becoming like a little star and people know that you're going to go and be this big-time thing and say, like, you know, you're packing up and you're leaving town and your parents and their friends and your friend's parents look at you and say, never forget where you come from. And that's Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
Never, you know that saying, never forget where you come from.
That's right.
And that's Pat McAfee, honestly. Like, man, like, he's never forgotten where he came from. He loves, obviously, Pittsburgh. We love Pittsburgh. We know how tight-knit Pittsburgh is and how small it is and how much we care and how passionate we are. And he brought that here and back to Pittsburgh, and people showed up for that, and it all made a lot of sense.
Can I bitch about something, though?
Yes.
It's dangerous territory criticizing McAfee, but I'm going to do it.
Oh, no.
Hey, Pat, how about $2 million to NIL at West Virginia? I'm just saying.
God. He already gave enough.
I know, I'm kidding anyhow, because he did it.
He's already done it.
He did it, and I see a ton of players on the roster that they'll tweet out every other day or something. Hey, check out the Pat McAfee show today.
He's done it.
Because you know where that money's coming from. But no Aaron Rodgers, and I'm not getting the sense or the sentiment that the people who were there were disappointed by that. Because of everything else that went on. Shane Gillis was refereeing sumo wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because why not?
Yes.
Why not? Our guy Cody Sable was doing stuff up on stage.
Most talented kid I've ever met.
Oh my God. Close second me?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're 1A.
Oh, that's... Yep. I don't even need my own second number. Just a cool night. Just a cool night. Austin Bechtold was there. He announced to the world.
Yes.
Mark Caboli was there.
Chris Mack.
Chris Mack was,
Pony.
Was definitely there. Pony. When I criticize people for the over-tweeting, I'm not even talking about Pony. Pony didn't blow it up on Twitter. He sent a few tweets. Bechtold every 2 seconds. Every 2 seconds. Tweet, 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 tweet. Enjoy the moment. I talk to my wife about that all the time. And then I thank her later for taking pictures. But like, we were in Ireland and she wouldn't stop taking a picture and everything. I'm like, let's live in the moment.
Yeah.
And then now 7 years later, it's like, can we look at the Ireland pictures? Friggin' Bechty, live in the moment, pal. If you were at the big night out, we want to hear from you. And if you had a good time, 412-928-9370. There's an obvious question here now, though. All right, the Rodgers thing didn't happen. When the hell is this thing going to happen? Because the reason, at least initially, that I didn't think it was going to be during the big night at was because... That was April 9th. So that would have meant we've been waiting a long time. Well, now we've passed it. And now we are waiting a long time. And I'm just wondering when the hell this thing going to go down.
Hmm. Yep.
And whether he's a Steeler or not, I just want to know when it's going to go down.
I mean, I would think before the draft, but a lot of people think after the draft. I have no idea.
And we'd be guessing.
Guessing. Everybody's guessing.
Yeah.
No idea. No idea. I definitely didn't think that he would do it last night because I don't think the Steelers want that.
No.
That spectacle. Of, you know, signing a player. They're not into that.
No. Now, I did think there was a chance he would be there. And, God, dude, it would have been a great heel move if he'd have gone out there swinging a terrible towel and then not addressed it at all. Just goes out, terrible towel. What's up, Pittsburgh? How's it all going? Throw a ball through the glory hole, and then that's that.
Let's make a list of how you can get Pittsburgh people to hate you. That'd be number one. If you went out there with a terrible towel, didn't address it, didn't sign anything, everybody would hate you.
Heel.
And, yeah.
Heel.
It'd be, he would already be hated.
No matter what.
I'm surprised Tomlin wasn't there.
Man, Tomlin is trying to get draft picks right now. He don't have time for that.
Shedeur Sanders in town.
Exactly.
Shedeur, if you're listening to the show, good morning to you. Hope it's all going well. Yeah, he landed about 6 p.m. last night. They're going to meet with him today. A couple of other interesting visitors at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. We'll get into that coming up at the top of the hour with Pat Bostic. It is the Thursday of the Masters, so we'll mix in some golf talk on today's radio program. We want your calls, though, if you were at Big Night App. Did you have a good time? 412-928-9370. Here's a hypothesis on that. The people who were there last night might not be awake right now to talk about it.
That's true. We're still awake.
We got a couple of texts. That might be the other one. We might have some stragglers, some hangers on. We'd love to talk to you at 412-928-9370. Coming up next, though, in addition to your calls, very rarely, if you're a baseball fan, do you ever see something new? We sure as hell did yesterday. We'll get into that coming up next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What the hell is this? I gotta read this. Join Doran and Jason Mackey, along with other guests, for a lively and irreverent discussion of the sports scene in the Berg. Pittsburgh Sports Straight Talk will be held April 22nd at PNC Park. The fun evening includes reception, dinner, and the panel discussion, emceed by Kelly of Star 100.7. Proceeds benefit the Parkinson's Foundation of Western Pennsylvania. For tickets, go to pfwpa.org.
Uh-huh.
The hell's this?
Yeah, we did this last year. It was awesome. Tim Benz was in it as well. Me, Mackie, Tim Benz. It's a good way to raise money. And we have a nice little sports discussion, and people show up. It's great. Hopefully, the same amount of people that showed up last night to big night at. Show up to this.
So that's April 22nd at PNC Park. I didn't know about this until I read the piece of paper. I'm excited. Can I go?
Yes. You ain't coming.
I mean, I should be emceeing. I don't understand what happened here.
You should be, actually.
No, they need a professional, and Kelly's as good as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, holy hell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing something for outreach. Look at me. Wait, I'll promote this later. I'm not going to promote your thing. And immediately, Callus, this is what Callus loves, is when I make things immediately about me.
I don't feel like you do that much.
No, I like to make fun of myself.
It's hilarious when you do, though.
If there's ever a moment on the show where I feel like there needs to be, like, we're getting too sportsy, I'll just make fun of myself.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah,
you did do that last year.
Mm-hmm.
I love Tim Benz, too. I think he's really, really good at what he does, and he's a friend of mine, even though I wasn't invited to his bachelor party. If you hear that, Tim, just know I'm lashing out.
Huh.
I made it about me again.
You did.
So, yesterday at the Pirate game, I was there. This happened.
Swing and a pop-up. Back behind the plate. Bart can't see it. Ferguson's pointing to it. It's the first baseman, Andy Rodriguez, who slams into Bart.
Oh, my gosh.
The ball gets loose, and the runner is out at home. Wynn tried to score, and alertly, it was picked up by Key Brian Hayes, and they get the out. But meanwhile, Bart and Andy Rodriguez have collided at home plate, and Andy Rodriguez is still down. Remember, Bart has the full gear on. So the inning ends with an out at the plate, and Andy Rodriguez is slow to get up.
I'm happy that everybody was okay, but because they are, we can laugh uproariously at this.
Yes.
Because there's the on the surface what happened, and we've never seen anything like that. We've seen collisions. We've seen Pirates collisions. We saw an infield collision, feet from the plate, and the go-ahead run has a chance to score. But the go-ahead run thought he would be polite.
Yeah, and tippy-toe.
I'm a tippy-toe around. And thank God Key Brian Hayes had the wherewithal to put the tag on. But here's where the hilarity goes to the next level. If both guys got hurt, who the hell catches?
Right. Two catchers.
You lose both catchers on one play. It could only happen to the Pirates, man.
What was Endy doing? Like, was Endy supposed to? Is that the proper... Like, how did he get from first all the way over to the third base line?
Well, I think Bart lost it in the sun because it was, I mean, it was tough to see.
It's still like a not like a truck. Like,
no, he was booking.
He had to have been moving.
He was, I mean, that was a football hit, man.
Yes.
He was moving because Bart clearly lost it immediately.
So he just kind of reacted. Was like, oh, shoot.
I got to make the play.
It.
Yeah. Someone's got to make the play. I'm going to make the play. Bang. And then you've got, on the radio side, Neil Walker just being innocent as hell.
Swing and a pop-up. Back behind the plate. Bart can't see it. Ferguson's pointing to it. It's the first baseman, Andy Rodriguez, who slams into Bart.
Oh, my gosh.
The ball gets...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, golly gee.
Oh, gosh.
What a game, though. I mean, it was ugly. You had, I thought, two of the most egregious sends by third base coaches you're ever going to see. One for the Cardinals and then one for the Pirates, where two guys are dead to rights. But Tommy Pham saved the game not once but twice. Tommy Pham with a laser beam strike to hit a dude. Bang, out at the plate. And then Tommy Pham with two outs to keep the game going. And Callis, I hate to do this to you, especially because this could be a day where finally the fists are flying, but that Pirates offense you love so much, they didn't score until the 11th inning.
Scored more than the Cardinals in the end. That's all that matters.
It is all that matters. And the Pirates get their first series win of the year, which they, at bare minimum, needed to do.
Very weird game.
Weird. Super entertaining for a low-scoring game. The Pirates didn't get a hit until the 7th inning.
I mean, yesterday was that was the game whenever Brian tried to steal home, and then he went back to third and it hit him right in the butt, like the ball. The catcher tried to throw to tag him out. To get him out, and it hit him right in his butt cheek.
Cardinals had an error. It was at times ugly, but it was riveting. And I'll say again what I said after game one of the series. Like, look, the Pirates aren't good. At least not right now. And you need to get your reinforcements. You need to get healthy. But, man, the Cardinals aren't good either.
No.
That's not a good baseball team. And I know that they had scored a lot of runs and had a high OPS entering yesterday. I just don't think they're very good. And I don't know that there's any team in the division that's very good. And you're going to go take on Cincinnati coming up next, and they can't score either. Their last series, they're barely scoring at all. So prepare for a lot of pitcher's duels in Great American Small Park.
I just love that people like to crush Tommy Pham for being in the lineup, but won't crush Jack Sawinski batting first. And Jack Sawinski is awful. He's been awful. And I feel like everybody's like, yeah, Jack Sawinski, Sawinski, like, you know, Sawinski. Like, he is awful.
He's bad. I would still rather have, if I had to have one, we're lucky enough we get both, Dor. If I had to have one, I'd still take Sawinski based on potential, knowing what Tommy Pham is. But Tommy Pham walked it off against the Yankees.
Yeah.
Tommy Pham had the throw, and Tommy Pham kept the game alive yesterday. He's just, I don't think.
He's better than Sawinski. Sawinski is terrible.
Sawinski,
why is he batting first?
Well, agreed. And we had, in the past at least, seen Sawinski take some walks. Now, it's these long, drawn-out at-bats. He does have a good eye. He is patient. I think patient to a fault. I'm happy you brought him up. Like, he is swinging through mistake pitches time and time again. He is taking strikes time and time again early in the count.
So indecisive.
Yes.
He doesn't know what he wants to do.
Texter writes in, tell Callis that brings the Pirates average down to 3.4 runs per game. So we got to round that down to three.
There, I agree.
Rounding it down. We also can't ignore the Mitch Keller performance. Outstanding.
Yes.
Outstanding. For a team that roughed up Paul Skeens the night before. So a lot of credit goes to Mitch Keller. And hey, chip away at this thing. You got off to a bad start. Maybe it was wishful thinking by me to think that they could sweep the Cardinals, but you take two out of three. Now go to Cincy, see if you can win the series, and you just try to stack these things. 412-928-9370. We're going to be all over the map today. Yeah. There's a ton of stuff to get to, including a weird one coming up next. So I said we saw something in that Pirates game we've never seen before in baseball. There's something that we saw yesterday, last night. I've never seen it before in sports, and I do think there's a Pittsburgh parallel. We'll get to that coming up next.
How long do you think they could cheer in every single possession? How long will that last? Is Doncic?
Did you hear the roar of the crowd there?
Sure did.
Luka made his return to Dallas with the Los Angeles Lakers. He put up 45 points, and every time he got a bucket, the crowd went crazy. And when Dallas would score, there'd be, you know, some cheers, like regular cheers. When Luka would score, the place went berserk. And I've never seen anything like that. I've never heard anything like that. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. That guy helped them get to the finals. That guy, more popular than the franchise, question mark?
Yes.
I mean, you had kids waking up when he got traded the next morning, probably saying, what the hell's going on? You had adults crying, crying, aghast, flummoxed, perplexed, had no idea why it happened. He makes his return, and there's 20, however many thousand people in there going berserk every time he scores. I'm wondering if that's what it'll be like with Skeens, man. I mean, when Skeens inevitably is not a Pirate anymore, and he comes back here and pitches for the first time, I could see Pirates fans so upset about the state of baseball and the franchise actually rooting for him over the team. Like, I could see that. But I've never seen it before, so maybe I'm wrong in that. Maybe this is a one-of-one scenario where you've got a young player who gets traded and no one thought in a million years it would have happened.
Yeah, I think it'd be alike if Skeens comes back and pitches for a different team. I think people would cheer and be very excited. But with Luka, that situation was like, he's so young and he, you know, he is the future. You know, he
it would have been like trading Sidney Crosby in 2007 or 2008 or 2009.
Yeah, like that is just, I know that GMs and Nico Harrison, who's the GM there, thinks that they have a plan, but that is, like, it is getting pounded into the ground right now. Yeah, I don't know how you get out of that. Like, I don't think you'll ever come back. You'll never fix that.
There have been things these last couple of days in Pirates Land that have really irked people. The Surfside advertisement is down, by the way.
I saw that.
There's a lot of room under the Clemente decal where they could have just put it to begin with.
Yes.
I was sitting there yesterday getting sunburnt, drinking my 24-ounce beer, because you can't get a regular beer. I think I'm the only person on planet Earth who would complain about this, but I just wanted a 12-ounce beer. Can't get one. Got to get 24. Got to get one of them big boppers.
Why wouldn't you want a bigger one? I mean, then you'd have to keep buying them, and then who knows?
Like, I just wanted one 12-ounce beer.
Drink half of it.
I did, but then you got to pay for more than half of it.
Oh, my gosh.
I digress. So the Surfside advertisement's gone, the Clemente logo front and center. You had the whole brick controversy. You have people at these games chanting, sell the team. It actually happened at the big night out last night, and Skeens had to awkwardly, like, not laugh about it up on stage. People are chanting, sell the team. But all of that, frankly, pales in comparison to what the Dallas organization did to its fans. Yes. By trading Luka Doncic. And so maybe it wouldn't go that far here. But if ever it were going to, where you'd have an opposing player not just be cheered for an introduction, not just get a tribute video, but literally get cheered for what they do on the field, court, or ice, I think that would be it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I guess we've seen it with Fleury, but...
We're talking about aging. Usually this happens with aging players.
Yeah.
Or their second contract. They're not young like Luka.
Right.
I mean, Luka's, what, 25?
Right.
Not even?
Like, when Bonds came back... At the tail end of his career, I'll never forget sitting there in batting practice and the oohs and ahs, and the place was packed for batting practice just to watch that guy try to hit him in the river. And my God, he did not disappoint. And he got cheered when he came up to hit. But it wasn't like you didn't want him to strike out. Skeens, you know, he'd come back in the prime of his career just because of the economics of baseball. I think he might be the one.
What if the Pirates are good, though? And he comes back.
Totally different, I bet.
If the Pirates are, like, actually good and actually contending, and Skeens comes back 6-7 years from now and pitches, and the Pirates need to win, like, do you think that they cheer whenever he gets strikeouts?
I think when he takes the mound, he would get a standing ovation, but I think after that, you're rooting for the home team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if, like, a deal to move on from him brought you in pieces that helped you be a contender or whatever, I think that would be different. But... I don't know if it's 4 years from now and they're bad and you move on from Skeens and he has the career in the interim that we think he can have. I think you'd have a lot of people rooting for the guy.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of you'd probably see some Skeens jerseys around for the different team.
Mm-hmm.
Like that dude wearing a Yankee jersey on opening day. Little does he know the guy's going to wind up a Dodger. But I don't want to think about that right now. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We've got Pat Bostic coming up at 7 o'clock. Some interesting visitors at the Steelers facility yesterday. A massive visitor today. Shedeur Sanders is already in town. So we'll get to all that with Pat. But some sad news yesterday. Ray Shero passed away at the age of 62. Man, he's one of the most important people in Penguins franchise history. We'll get into that a little bit. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. We've got Pat Bostic joining us at 7 o'clock. And today is day one of the Masters, Dorm.
Yes, it is.
This Augusta update brought to you by True Green, the official lawn care provider of the PGA Tour. So where they tee off today, about 7:50-ish. Looking forward to that. Really sad news came down yesterday. Ray Shero, he was with the Minnesota Wild organization, passed away at the age of 62. Buddy sent it in the group chat, and I was stunned. I saw Billy Guerin make comments, and I mean, he was really emotional. It changed his life. You know, Sidney Crosby released a statement talking about how important Ray Shero was to him and his career. And, man, I got to thank Ray Shero and, man, the organization for giving me some of the great times of my sports fan life. I mean, You don't win in 09 without him. You don't win in 16 and 17 without him. So in 08, this is when you knew the Penguins meant business, when they were serious. He trades for Pascal Dupuis. Pascal was kind of a throw-in in the deal.
Yeah.
And for Marian Hossa. Now, when Hossa came in, him and Crosby had instant chemistry, and those guys were unbelievable during that 08 playoff run, but he obviously leaves after that for Detroit. But Dupuis was around, man. And Crosby and Dupuis had a ton of success. Dupuis was supposed to be this fourth liner, this throw-in guy as a depth piece, and he wound up being a big part of the thing. And then Shiro, he drafted Staal. He had Dupuis, traded for Kunitz.
Yes.
Who was there for each of the three cups, brought in Guerin, whose leadership and productivity helped them in 2009. And then he was also responsible for bringing in Matt Murray, who won the two championships.
You bring in Gonchar?
Brought in Gonchar. Yep. He brought in or drafted Mata, Gensel, Rust. So you don't win any of these championships, any of them, without Ray Shiro. And I understood why the Penguins moved on from Ray at the time and Bylsma because, you know, the team was put together to win multiple championships, and they had blown that series lead to the Rangers when they were up 3-1, and you had Marty St. Louis going off, and that whole thing was a disaster. I understood it, but make no mistake, like, Rutherford gets credit for 16 and 17. Like, Ray Shiro had a lot to do with that, too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. You know, thanking him, and just being able to attach ourselves, obviously, to championship hockey teams that he, you know, he facilitated, but also attaching ourselves to just names that we just rattled off.
Like, yes,
that's the cool part about hockey and about like baseball. Football is a little bit different. Like, you're not going to know the center sometimes. You're not going to know the left guard that wins Super Bowls. But in hockey, like, if your team is good and your team wins and continues to win, like, you're familiar with every name. Like, you know every name.
Remember
on
that
every
time
line.
This guy did that or that guy did this? Yeah.
Yes. You know everybody's name and on every line and the backup goal. Like, you know everybody. And, you know, he was a part of that, of just, you know, creating those players and bringing in those names and, you know, a really fun time in our lives.
Oh, man.
A really fun portion of our life, those 6-7 years that he was here. They were really good.
I forget why I brought this up the other day, but the best time in your life for your sports team to have like championship level success is when you're like high school and college age.
Mm-hmm.
When, of course, there's responsibility, but it ain't real life responsibility. You ain't changing diapers. You ain't paying bills. You're working at like Cold Stone or Brugger's Bagels. So that you could pay for Penguins tickets. And you could student rush back then, you know. You'd go for $20 with, yep, your student ID, and that barn would be packed every damn night. And the number one priority in my life was the Penguins. I mean, mm-hmm, it just was. And they won a lot. And this guy had a ton to do with it. And some of those unforgettable where you were moments, right? Like, I'll never forget, Hossa got traded, and we didn't have smartphones, so it was word of mouth. I'm walking through the corridors of Mount Lebanon High School, and word of mouth was, oh my God, we traded for Marian Hossa before the NHL trade deadline. I'll never forget being awakened in the middle of the night, thinking Jerome Iginla was going to go to the Boston Bruins. That's what everyone had reported. Then it's the middle of the night, my friend Dan calls me, holy hell, man, we got Iginla.
Yeah.
And I know that didn't work out, but 2013 was a really fun year. They went 36-12. Crosby was out of this world until he broke his jaw. They went 15-0 in March, and they looked like they were going to win the Stanley Cup. And when that Iginla trade happened, and Brendan Morrow and all those guys, was like, who the hell is going to stop this team?
Right.
It was a blast. Craig Patrick brought in Gonchar. That's,
yeah,
my
I
bad.
Saw that. Yeah. That's why I asked. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I mean, Craig Patrick deserves some of it, too. Like, all these GMs. Craig Patrick brought in Sid. I mean, he got Evgeny Malkin and Marc-Andre Fleury. And you're not winning without those guys.
Mm-mm.
I wonder if Shiro, like, how he rooted for the Penguins after he was gone. Because so many of his principal pieces that he brought in were the reason why they won in 16 and 17.
Well, I think it gets back to the Skeens kind of conversation a little bit. Like, whenever Skeens leaves, you're going to root for Skeens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he's going to root for his players.
Yeah. They all used the word family yesterday, too. Anybody who talked about him,
mm-hmm,
like the family dynamic that he would create,
mm-hmm,
in the organization. Heard he was a funny guy, kind of like would cut right at you.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Shear, I never met him. 62 years old, man.
Man, it's a shame.
Total bummer.
Yep.
Total bummer. But you do revisit the great times as a sports fan. That those days were, I mean, they were the best. You'd read the, or at least I would because I was a tool bag. I would read the Pens blog and every game mattered. And you miss it this year being in the playoffs. The storylines, the morning skates, the jabs, the barbs, the gamesmanship.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't got to do that with the way our show is constructed, Doran, where we'd be sitting here Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday.
Not yet. We haven't got to experience that, right? No. Since we've been together 2 years.
No. And I think there's a shot that it can happen next year, but you need Dubas to find some of that Ray Shero magic this offseason. But thought it was appropriate to talk about Ray Shero and what he meant to the organization and the town, obviously. All right, Pat Bostic going to join us next?
I think so.
I don't know why I asked that. Pat Bostic's going to join us next. I'm mentally preparing myself for Callis to play the Pat Bostic intro and it not scare the bejesus out of me.
Got me last week, too. Got me the week before that, too.
I forget things in 30 seconds. I'm like a goldfish.
Yep.
My wife, when I got back from the Pirate game yesterday, I said, all right, which one of us is going to take Nora to theater? And she said, well, I got to make some work calls. Why don't you take her? I said, okay. But I had been planning all day that I was going to take her. Or that my wife was going to take her.
Mm-hmm.
So then I go to the game. I come back from the game. And we're talking. Da, da, da. I'm watching the end of the game in extra innings. And I was like, all right, babe, like you better get going. And she's like, you're taking her.
Yeah.
Some people follow the rules. I break them. I'm Soraya. And on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.